Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Cara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at the Sanford Music Festival in beautiful Sanford, Florida. And with me today, we have a great band called
Void Eternal!
And with me today, we have Void and Mudflaps and Knox and Raven. Here and our audience cannot see you, but you looks like you're still kind of coming out of your makeup, out of your
I had to reapply, or else you couldn't recognize me anymore. Everybody here was 10 out of 10 in costume today. And we intend to do this at every single one of our shows. You know, it's all about visualization that goes with the sound.
Yeah, that's right, Void. So can you tell us, you know, you're a visual artist, performance artist, besides just the music. So can you tell us in quite detail, what you're all about?
Oh, man, my theory here is to have a lot of fun bringing as much metal as I can into my performance while still keeping it creative. I don't want to be that pigeonholed guy that everyone listens to and is like, oh yeah, that's just metal. Yeah, no. We're here to give you a show. We're here to really involve you and show you more than we have with just the music. Our music is about freedom of expression, freedom and acceptance.
Blood.
It's a little bit about blood and guts because we like to be raw and a little dirty. But it's mostly about fun. It's really about fun.
Oh, so that's what it tries to be, is about fun. So, I mean, you take great. So you're kind of like, well, I don't want to compare you, but like Kiss, you know, you get into the makeup, and the makeup becomes you in a way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're all characters, and the best thing you can do when you're performing, at least in my eyes, is separate yourself from your normal life. And the best way you can do that is put on a face. Put on whatever you need to differentiate you from your everyday life. And that makes you stand out. And people take notice. And Kiss is one of those big bands that has the big production, the fire, the smoke, the makeup, the lights. And that's what we want to go to. So, yeah, in a way, Kiss.
Yeah, even Alice Cooper did that. He created an entire persona for his stage that was completely opposite to what he was in real life.
Yeah, wow. So that's great. So we are talking about the music. So now, as far as the music goes, do all of you write the music together, or how does the songwriting process work?
So this specific project was done a little differently than I usually do my music. I wrote pretty much everything in terms of structure and melody for all the songs. I had ideas for everything. Raven over here was my second input to do drums, to do production, to structure out the songs in a very nice way. Raven already works with Mudflaps in their own project called 2 As In 12. And these guys work very, very, very well together. They're beautifully harmonious, and they still have a lot of energy to them. And then from there, I found my missing member, Knox, who brings the guitar, who brings the aggression, who plays the notes I tell him to play. However, he puts his own noxious twist on it, and he's the man behind the strings, so I can't really stop him once he's back there.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta put my own signature onto it, otherwise it's not
you
me.
You have to.
there you go. So do the other two of you, Mudflaps and Knox, also have the makeup on, the blood makeup, or you just washed it off already? Or
washed it off.
Yeah, I just washed it off.
You wanted that off? Yeah,
I had an entire.
Oh man, he was the most done up of all of us. You should have seen him. Oh.
I mean, I'm the guitarist. I gotta make sure
it was
I stand
beautiful,
out.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot of care and time. So, I mean, with the makeup, how long does it usually take you to do? I mean, you've got to get there early or what?
I did my makeup at home, but...
Oh, you could do it at home. And
these guys did their makeup like 5 minutes before set time.
I did mine in the alley with the help of Raven.
I got nothing.
They looked very questionable doing each other in the alley.
Mine was assisted by my girlfriend and partner. She's a cosplayer, makeup artist. She assisted me. It took about 20 to 30 minutes at home to do that amazing makeup. It was an entire thing.
What we did, what we did was creative. What he did was art. That was...
Thank you.
That's full of good stuff.
What I did was lazy.
So, we even had a little bit of a blood spitting. We did it offstage to keep the West End clean. But we had some blood in there. We had our boy the zombie up front to give that a little aesthetic. We had the fog machine on the inside. A little bit of strobe lights and everything. We can bring whatever we can to really bump us up a little bit more.
So it's really, like we're saying, visual. I mean, visual. All these lights and all these things going on. That it's something that really... has, again, you know, just with Kiss. Well, certain members thought it was more about just the music, but it's just a whole presentation.
I really like comparing myself to Rob Zombie because...
Yeah, there you go.
I like his kind of aesthetic that he does for his live shows, the big production, just like Kiss. The fire, the lasers, the lights, the makeup, the characters he envelops in his show. And every time he gets a new member, there's just a whole new... you know, matter of life in there on the stage. And seeing that show, seeing everybody brought 100% is so much more than just seeing a couple dudes up on stage playing their songs.
Oh, so now Void, you're the lead singer?
Yes, sir.
Kind of the
if you can call that singing.
we kind of all got the idea there. So you're kind of the front person, kind of the one that do you say a lot of things? Do you interact with the audience?
Yeah, definitely. I was out on the floor trying to get these people a little bit closer, a little bit more involved. This is our first ever show together here at the West End for the Sanford Music Festival, and we had a pretty decent turnout, which I was very happy with, and it's only about climbing from here, really.
Oh, wow. So this was kind of your first show, wow. But I mean, you guys have been practicing and like getting ready for a while, or
yeah, just a bit. We've had at least 2 to 3 months together. Most of it was just Adam and I recording everything and laying it out digitally, and then we got the guys inside the studio to play it live.
Oh, wow. So now with these recordings, which we'll be talking about in the second segment, these are recordings from an album or from some sort of other project?
Well, this is our EP. We haven't named it yet, but we have 5 songs on there, maybe 6 if we decide to put that guy on there too. Raven did all of our recordings. He has his own studio, so if you guys are interested, we have someone for you. And he's got a great ear. He can really do justice to your songs and your material. But we recorded everything ourselves, and we took it from there, pretty much.
Oh, great. So we're mentioning, do you, all you guys, when you're practicing, we're mentioning about, how you get the notes from Void there. But, I mean, really... do you all practice together? I mean, coming up with the music, or how does that work?
I would say for the first songs, especially that we played today, right, most of the material was written by Void, so we gotta make sure that we are working with what he's giving us, and then on top of that, putting our own signature on top of it. Right now, we're working on some new material that is more of a collaboration between everybody, and at that point, everybody's putting their own signature on top of it, so it's a different creative process. But for this show, we mainly focused on matching the energy that Void is bringing and making sure that we can top it off with our own.
This was kind of about establishing the persona of Void Eternal to kind of see exactly what direction we're going. I mean, once you see us on stage in the first 2 songs, you know exactly what we're about, really. And I wanted to make a staple of our identity to the band. And then from there, we're really going to branch out and go in every direction and see what's really exciting to play and what's really exciting to create to bring out to everybody else, you know?
Okay, so here's a fun question. Like Kiss, are you going to have a period where you don't have makeup and do pop power ballads or pop rock?
We're not particularly ugly guys.
Just put me up front. It'll be fine.
So it could be an option.
Yeah, there's, but I mean, seriously, I mean, you want to probably keep the makeup, but like Kiss, they always come back to the makeup, so I mean, even if you drop the makeup element, which I don't think you are, you always come back to it.
Those yeah. guys aren't as pretty as we are.
Yeah, that is true.
That's accurate.
I'll tell you. Oh, so that.
But don't tell him I said that. He will sue my pants off.
Oh, that's
Gene right now.
Oh, no!
Rock and roll!
Oh, you're screwed now.
Oh. Well done, Void.
Coming from my belt.
that's great that, you can do this, and it's really visual. So, I mean, obviously today, you know, you had a certain audience. But, I mean, do you try to appeal? I mean, do you ever get anyone, older? I mean, you know, you're probably going to get people your age. But, I mean, do you ever get, like, senior citizens say, wow, this is great?
I mean, to be, when it comes to metal, it's something that is generational, you know?
Yeah.
It's been since the 80s.
Yeah,
it started the 70s with Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
You're going to find somebody eventually that is going to like your things. You have, back in South America, you have Grandma Metallica, that she has not missed any Metallica show in South America. So, eventually we'll find someone of the elder age that will like our stuff.
My mom was here. She said she loved it.
Yeah.
And most of the old people, we try not to scare them. I give them a nice smile, and I open doors for them. But, I mean, I understand if I look a certain way. And I'm not your cup of tea. And I'm not forcing any tea down your throat, you know? So.
But that must be kind of strange, though. You know, like you said, you open doors for people. Hey, how are you doing? And you're in your makeup. Yeah, they're like, what?
No.
I want to break that stereotype.
I'm going to die.
I'm not going to rob you, Grandma. Come on in.
I have come for your soul.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But I mean, for the most part, you know, you have a certain fans or certain people you see show after show. And the question now is, do they ever wear makeup or do they ever wear
stuff?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. I had a couple people today that were in makeup because they know who we are and they know what we're about. And even though this is our first show together as Void Eternal, they knew exactly what I was going to bring out to the show. So I had a couple clowns in there with their faces painted and everything. After we did the blood split, we put a little blood on them, too.
Oh, wow, so you actually put blood on people, and they love it, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Were you actually in there?
Great.
Did you see it? We had fireworks in there. There was some crazy, like, Olympic stuff in there going on.
Backflips?
That's crazy, yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's a weird stuff. I saw a raven blow up.
Yeah, first up on the rafters.
Not the drummer, just a random raven.
Okay. And did we... is this the first time that any of you have played at West End, or...?
Yeah, this is my first time personally here at the West End.
Yeah.
I've been here a bunch.
Yeah, I moved from Fort Lauderdale, so this is literally the first time that I come to a venue literally for a show.
Oh, okay.
He still lives in Fort Lauderdale. He drives a long way to get up here.
Oh, so I appreciate you coming out today. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll talk about these great songs that you have here. My guests are from the great band Void Eternal. You are listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at the Sanford Music Festival in beautiful Sanford, Florida. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
I keep racing the pace and still thinking and quick, and I keep drowning on the very thought of you. Yeah. with a look, invites me with her eyes, goes through my heart like a hook, and wheels me in to die.